my minute for many years is that I tell my guys to my Shabbos Havdalah drasha in advance, so you like the guinea pigs. See if it's anything needs to be changed or lengthened or shortened. It's interesting, the Rambam was born. Rambam was born. Like a century after Rashi, and yet the Rambam probably did not have Rashi. They never saw Rashi's parish on Shas. Maybe B'Sof Yomav, certainly when he was writing his books, he saw on the Mishnayot, parish of Mishnayot, and the Yad. Very unlikely that he saw Rashi, because it took a very long time for at a time when every sefer had to be written by hand. It took a very long time for Svarim to travel. So for Rashi's parish and Shas to reach Egypt took a very long time. It's taken 100 years, more than 100 years, and vice versa. The Rambam wrote a sefer. We don't find anywhere else learning Tosfos. The Rambam, that's the staples of our learning. We hardly ever find that Tosfos quotes the Rambam, because the Rambam was, let's say, contemporary with Rabbeinu Tam, maybe a little younger than Rabbeinu Tam. It took 100 years also for the Rambam Svarim to reach Europe. Imagine how long it took to transcribe a copy of the Mishnah Torah from beginning to end. Tens of thousands of man hours. So every single copy was tremendously laborious. So Svarim traveled very, very slowly. So we hardly ever find that the Tosfos should mention the Rambam. Only by the later Balei Tosfos, the Smag and so on, they use the Rambam a lot. But the Tosfos, the printed Tosfos that we have, you hardly ever find. There are a couple of places where the Rambam does quote, where Tosfos quotes the Rambam. One of them is in Brachas Daf Mem Dalet. Tosfos says, "Kosu b'sefer Maimoni," quotes the Rambam that we're on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you say Ala Michi or Ala Geffen, Brach Achas Men Shalosh, so you should put in a mention of the fact that it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Bein Hamayir. That when you say Birchas Hamazon, you have to say on Shabbos you say Ritzei, and on Yom Tov you say Alav Yovel. Probably it doesn't say anywhere about what about when you're saying Alamichi? You have to mention that the Shabbos and Yom Tov and Alamichi. So it's not a Babli anyway, but the Rambam says that you do, and Tosfos points out that the source is a Yerushalmi and Brachas at the end of the beginning of Perek Vav. Yerushalmi says there's that halacha that you have to say Me'ein Hamayira in Brachachas Me'ein Shalosh. So they state the Rambam. Tosfos says that it's not our minhag. Our minhag is that we don't do it. We don't mention Shabbos and Yom Tov when we say it ala Michi, or when we say it ala Geffen or ala Peiris. Tosfos says, well, even though it's Yerushalmi, Tosfos says, well, maybe their minhag was that they were kaveya to drink wine, or they were kaveya themselves to eat Peiris. So it was part of the Yom Tov observance. But we don't. We're only kaveya for bread, so we're never kaveya and Peiris. So maybe that's why we don't have this minhag. Lemaisa, maybe by Tosfos didn't have the minhag. We do have this minhag. When we say Ala Mechil, we mention the fact that the Shabbos, say Chachamim say that the Shabbos is there. Some Chenu Yom Chaga Hamatzis is there. We mention the fact that the Shabbos and Yom Tov in the bracha of Brachachas Men Shalosh, like it says Takin Ramam in Perigimu Brachas Halacha Yigimu, and that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch as well in Siman Reish Ches that we say Me'en Amayra in Brachachas Men Shalosh. But if you look closely, you'll see there's a difference between the way it says in Rambam and the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that you say Me'en Amayra, in Ala Michil, let's say any bracha achas men shalosh, but we'll talk about Ala Michil because that's what we're usually say the most often. At least those of us who have a Western diet, and mostly eat cookies and cake all of that. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you mentioned Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed. All the occasions when you have Ritzei and Yalav Yovei, so make an Alamichia, you mentioned that it's Pesach Zeh. The Rambam, it's Mudrik and Rambam, the Rambam's lotion is like this, Zui Baruch Achas Mein Sholish. This, the following is the Baruch Achas Mein Sholish, Baruch Ato, and so on. Alamichia, Valakakolo, Valetzchen, the Torah Chova, Shatzisa, Vishin Chalto, it brings the whole Nusa. Then the Rambam says, Zu Bishabosus, Vyom, Tavim, Ayim, Bebrochazu, Bechlolo, Me'en Kdushas Hayoim. derech shemaskei bebirchas hamazon. That on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we inject Kedushas HaYayim into Al HaMichya the same way we inject it into Birchas HaMosim. So, it's clear, it's glaring in the Rambam that it only says Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't mention Chol HaMayit. Ulai, maybe we can read Deichet, that Yom Tov over here includes Chol HaMayit, even though normally not. But he also doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. The MS Yishama doesn't say anything about Chol HaMayit and Rosh Chodesh. The Yishama says Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Rambam holds that it's only by, the Rambam seems to hold that it's only by Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's not true by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMayit. We have Machlokes Rishonim, if that's the case, between the Rambam on the one hand and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch on the other. They both bring the halacha of the Yerushalmi, not like Tosfos is meant to ignore it, but they both bring the halacha of the Yerushalmi that in Al HaMichya we inject a mention of Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Rambam says it only by Shabbos and Yom Tov, not by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMayit. And the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they have it even by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMayit. I want to understand, try to understand a little, what's behind this machlekes. I want to say two mahalchim. One is mine, and one is from Chaim Biska. But really, to understand them both, we need to have, it involves the same hakdamas. So we'll go through first the hakdamas, the yisaidus of the union of Meina Meir, and then we'll see how Rav Chaim said, and maybe we'll suggest another mahalach as well, if we have enough time. By benching, by Birchas HaMazon, so there it's a double pasuk that you mentioned, that we mentioned, we have Askara, we mentioned Shabbos Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMayit across the board. That's Mefurish and Gemar. We'll see in a second the Gemar. The Lashon Rambam, even there, the Lashon Rambam is striking. The Rambam Perek Beis, Rochas Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, B'Shabbosus V'Yom Tovim. And Shabbos and Yom Tov, Maskel B'Nechama, you start off with Rambam's Nusach. Is Nachem Hashem Elokeinu Al Yisrael Amechu. We start Rachem. It's the same thing. You start off with Rachem. And Mitzayim B'Nechama, and then the Chasima is, the Rambam's Chasima is Menachem Sinu V'Yinu Yishalayim. V'Oimer, Kedushas Hayom Be'Enza. And in the middle, you say Kedushas Hayom. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say Kedushas Hayom in the middle of the bracha of Rachem, the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon. And then he gives the whole list of case of Maskel, Nachanenu Hashem Elokeinu, B'tzini Recha, Oy Rachem Hashem Elokeinu, Oy Yisrael Amecha, Ram gives the alternate gersa, which is more like we say, U'misayim and Acham Amma Yisrael, B'bin Yinu Yishalayim, Oy B'ayin Yishalayim, Ram gives two alternate chasimas as well, V'ayim B'emtsu B'Shabbat, and then in the middle he says, B'Shabbat, Elokeinu, V'Elokeinu, V'Seinu, V'Tzei V'Achlitzenu, V'Mitzvei Sechlo, V'Mitzvei Shem Hashvi, HaGodol, V'Akadish, and so on. And on Yom Tov, you say Yala V'Yavai. Then the Rambam adds, "V'chei b'roshi chadoshim v'v'chei l'shlomayir, meisif be'emtsu bracha shlishis yala v'yavai." So it's clear in the Rambam, it's all Shabbos, Yom Tov, Shchedesh Chol HaMayit. In all cases, we say or yala v'yavai in the middle of Birchas HaMazon, the bracha v'achem. But the Rambam divides it into. The Rambam in the beginning of the Lach only talks about Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam should have said, "V'Shabbos v'Yom Tov v'Shchedesh v'Chol HaMayit." Maskel menachamu, Mesayim menachamu, and he's masker the Meina Meir beemsa. The Rambam has the only first. The Rambam starts off with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov in the middle of the bracha of Rachem, you have Kedushas Hayom. Then at the end he says Evachein. Kilo it's a separate up to a lower level. Evachein v'rishchedish v'chalish l'mayir meisif beemsa v'yichud bracha shlishis yale v'yom. So the Rambam divides it into also the Rambam's Mesayim is Lashon. When he talks about Shabbos and Yom Tov, he talks about Kedushas Hayom. I'm a Kedushas Hayom dancer. It's the same Yalav Yovah, Yom Tov. It's the same Yalav Yovah. It's the exact same Yalav Yovah you're going to say in Chol HaMayit, or that you're going to say in Rosh Chodesh. But Ram gives it a different name. When it's a Yom Tov or Shabbos, he calls it the Kedushas Hayom. I'm a Kedushas Hayom dancer. When he talks about Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMayit, then he says a different nusach. In Meisif Be'emsu Baruch Hashlishis Yalav Yovah. So let's move on, Ramam, that it's different levels. They're not the same. The mocha for this distinction in the Rambam, it's the same din. I'm not saying it's necessarily enough to mean al-halacha. We'll see going forward enough to mean al-halacha. But al-kapanim, it's a different tadgosha. The mocha for this distinction is from the sugya in Brachas. If it's from the sugya in Shabbos, rather, Chavdala and Adav. Let's take a look at the Gemara over there. Gemara is like this. My Baladakhtim, I would have handouts. No, I hate handouts. I think it puts sleep. I think handouts put people to sleep. But yeah, so we're not going to have handouts anyway. So the Gemara's like this. First Gemara has Iboilu. If you have the Gemara, you can open up the Gemara. So Iboilu Ma'al Haskish Chanukah Berichas. Gemara starts off with the Shaila about Chanukah. Do you mention Chanukah? Do you mention Alanisim and Berichas Hamosim? What are the story of Sofik? Came and Rabbanon who loymat Karina. Maybe since it's only the Rabbanon Chanukah, so maybe it doesn't get mentioned in Benjamin. Doesn't get mentioned in Berichas Hamosim. I don't know. We should presume Nisim at Karina. Or maybe, even though it's only the Rabbanon, but there's the idea of Pesun and Nisa, so maybe you should mention Alan Nisim and Birchas Hamos. So the Gemara says, Amar Abschayr, Amar Rav, Amar Abschayr, Amar Abhuna, Enei Maskir, how can not Mechuyuv to say Alan Nisim and Birchas Hamos? That's the din. You're really not Mechuyuv to say Alan Nisim and Birchas Hamos. The Imbola Haskir, Maskir by God. But if already you do it, then you do it in the second bracha, the bracha of Neidelucha. And the minig is that we do say Alan Nisim and Birchas Hamos, but it's not a Midina Gemara, it's not a Chiyuv. So Rashi and Tosfos both address the question, why is Gemara only asking about Birchas Hamazon? What about Alanisim and Davening? What about Alanisim and Tefillah? And that seems to be, that Gemara doesn't have a bayah. That seems to be posted to the Gemara. Akapan was not included in the bayah. Sounds like the Maisa, we say Alanisim and Shemoneh Esrei. Sounds like that's posted to the Gemara, they have Alanisim and Shemoneh Esrei. It's a shayla only by Benjamin. So both Rashi and Tosfos address the question explicitly. Rashi says that Alanisim and Davening, that's a double posted. Because the whole takon of Chanukah was kovim ve'osum yom, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, kovim ve'osum yom in b'memelikin, kovim l'shon acher is kovim ve'osum yom tov b'halul v'haydoya. And Rashi learns haydoya means alanisim. So that was the ikka takon of Chanukah was to say alanisim in Shemoneh Esrei. So that's the double poshut. When they made the yom tov of Chanukah, they were Chanukah is halul v'haydoya, halul is halul and haydoya is alanisim. Shai, what about Birchas Hamazon? Apparently, the chiyuv of halal v'idoya is only in davening, but in Birchas Hamazon, maybe not. So maybe it doesn't deserve to be mentioned, and maybe there's no reason to mention Birchas Hamazon. We have Ritzay and Yalav v'yofi in Birchas Hamazon. Yeah, those are their isa. But Chanukah is only a derabbanan. Maybe derabbanans don't go. We don't mention yom derabbanan that the yom and payuvim in Birchas Hamazon. But maybe still it's very important. It's pisum in Issa. So Gemara says in bola haskim mas. Then Gemara has another shayla. That was Chanukah. Then Gemara has another child. Iboilu, ma'al lehaskir v'shchaydish b'brichas hamosim. What about saying v'shchaydish? Yalav yovay. I'm v'shchaydish in b'brichas hamosim. Im tim suleimer b'chanukah d'rabbonon leitzorech v'shchaydish d'raisim. It's a different child than Chanukah. Chanukah was only d'rabbonon. It's sad not to say in a Chanukah because Chanukah is only d'rabbonon. But v'shchaydish is d'raisim. So maybe v'shchaydish you should mention in b'brichas hamosim. I don't know, came into Leosa Basias Melocha on the other end. Even though it's a deraisa v'shchaydish, but it's not like Shabbos and Yom Tov. It doesn't have an issim alocha. Since it doesn't have an issim alocha, so maybe we shouldn't mention v'shchaydish in Birchas Hamazon. Gemara is going to be Peshut the Shalom. We'll come to Halim where it's Peshut the Shalom in a minute. Gemara eventually is going to be Peshut the Shalom, the way we're familiar, that we do say Yalav Yovim in Birchas Hamazon and v'shchaydish. But the Gemara poses it as an ibad. Does on the one hand v'shchaydish is deraisa, so maybe it's the same as Shabbos and Yom Tov. On the other hand, it doesn't have an issim alocha. So maybe it's not like Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's why it's a bayah in the Gemara. The Gemara is not sure if Rish Chodesh should be mentioned in Birchas Hamazon. So Chodesh is a very glaring question. Why is the Gemara's question only the Gabi Birchas Hamazon? Why doesn't the Gemara have the same bayah of the Gabi Shmoneh Esrei? Do we say Yalav Yovei on Rish Chodesh and Shmoneh Esrei? And the glaring is particularly, and the question is particularly glaring because by Chanukah, the Rashi and Tosfos asked the question. Was, you could have said maybe if I didn't have the Gemara before and didn't have Rashi and Tosfos before, I would have said maybe in a Chanami, maybe it's a question of Shmoneh Esrei too. The Gemara happens to be talking about Birchas Hamazon, but I see I had the exact same. It's two Gemaras, both are talking about Birchas Hamazon. Should we mention that? Do we say Alanisim in Birchas Hamazon and Chanukah? Do we say Yalav Yov in Birchas Hamazon and Veshchedesh? Two Yibayis in the Gemara, one right after the other. And in the first one about Chanukah, Rashi and Tosfos are both at pains to explain why is it only a shayla regarding Birchas Hamazon, why is it not a shayla l'gabi Shmoneh Esrei? And Rashi says one answer because Shmoneh Esrei is that was the takon of halal v'idoya, and Tosfos is a different answer. I didn't mention before, Tosfos is a different answer that avada in Shmoneh Esrei, which is with a minyan, of course you have to be mefarsed in the nes, so of course you have to say al nisim, but Birchas Hamazon you say privately, maybe it's not so important to have presumed nisim. Al kaponim, Rashi and Tosfos, by the Gemara of Chanukah, put this up just to remember what's going on. This is Gemara in Shabbos Chav Dalet. Shabbos Chav Dalet. Gemara has two bayas. Chanukah b'Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says it's only a Einachai. Then we have Gemara about, what about Rosh Chodesh with Birchas Hamazon? What if it's totally a Sofik? Because on the one hand it's Deraisa, but on the other hand, it's Eva Yisr Melacha. So that's the second Baya. And we'll see the Gemara is going to be Peshit Ve'ichai, but you do have to say. But meanwhile, we haven't come yet to the Pshitus Gemara, we're just busy now with the original question. So, when it came to Chanukah, Rashi and Tosfos both addressed, Rashi and Tosfos, why is the question, Loma Mi Boyalei, Rak Be'Birchas Hamazon, V'Lei B'Tfilah? And Rashi and Tosfos say Tehusim, local Chanukah Tehusim. That Rashi's Teretz says that the Takon of Halav HaYigoya was primarily for Shemana Esrei. So of course you have to say Al Nisim Shemana Esrei. Tosfos answers because when it comes to Shemana Esrei, a body have to be Mefaris in the Nes because then you're with a minion. So it's Chanukah Dikat Tehusim. Then we come to the next Gemara's question about Rosh Chodesh Birchas Hamazon. You can ask the same thing. Why is the Gemara only asking about Birchas Hamazon? Why is the Gemara not asking about Shemana Esrei? All of a sudden Rashi and Tosfos have nothing to say. It's the exact same question, and the terutzim that they gave for Chanukah, the terutzim that Rashi and Tosfos gave for Chanukah, were local Chanukah the terutzim. They're not going to help us for Rosh Chodesh. So why is the Gemara only asking the question in regard to Birchas Hamazon? You say Al Aviyovi Rosh Chodesh and Birchas Hamazon. Why doesn't the Gemara ask just as cogently? Do you say Al Aviyovi and Shemana Esrei and Rosh Chodesh? So we'll see in a second. The Maisa, the Gemara is pushed at the Shiloh from a Brisa. The Gemara brings a Brisa. The Brisa says, Yomim, the Brisa is comparing the halachas of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed on the one hand, and Taniyos and Ma'amodos on the other. When do you have a Din HaAskara, when do you not have a Din HaAskara in Shemana Esrei and in Birchas Hamazon? So the Brisa says the following, three halachas. First of all, Yomim Sheish Ben Korban Musaf. Days when there's a Korban Musaf, namely Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. So first of all, Avi Shachas Ra'acha v'mincha mispalel Shemana Esrei va'omer me'ein ha'me'ora ba'avodah. So you have to say Al Aviyovi in the bracha of the bracha of avodah, the bracha of Ritzei. Hashem es avodah. V'im loy Omar, and if you didn't say it, Machzir Noisi, you have to daven Shemana Esrei again. If you get Al Aviyovi, Shchaydish Chol Amayin Shemana Esrei, you have to go back and daven again. V'yesh b'maskor v'bichas ha'mosom. You also have to mention Shchaydish and Chol Amayin and Birchas Hamazon. That's the pshitus from there. That's from there we're placed at the bar. Yom Hashanah and Korban Musaf. On the other days when there's no Korban Musaf, Kigoyin, Taniyos, Ma'amodos, Tainis Tzibur or Ma'amodos when they also fasted. So there, Arve Shachos and Mincham is Pal Shemana Esrei Va'Imir Me'ein Ma'ir B'Shemei Tefillah. So Arve Shachos. So by Shemana Esrei, we say Anenu. We say Anenu. In the Brisa it says Anenu Arve Shachris and Mincha Arminig is only to say Anenu by Mincha. The Ksiba says it by Shachris, but not by Ma'ariv. It's Ma'ariv the night before. But the Brisa says that on the Tainis and the Tainis Siba you say Anenu all three Tefillahs, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. The Im Loy Amar Ein Machzir Nais. But if you forgot Anenu in Shemana Esrei, you do not daven Shemana Esrei again. Also Allah Fataka that we're familiar with. If you get Yalav Yehovah, you have to daven again. If you get Anenu and a Tainis, you don't have to go back and daven again. Ve'ein behem askor be'birchas ha'mozon, you do not mention the Tainis in Birchas ha'mozon. The last kakir of Birchas ha'mozon and the Tainis is supposed to be fasting. So the answer is, Rashi explains, the night before. The Tainis should start fasting in the morning, but the night before, it's still called the Tainis. It's still the day of the Tainis, the night before. By Ma'ariv, you could bench. You might at night, you might be benching. And even though it is the Yom of the Tainis, but you don't mention in benching anything about the fact that it's a day of the Tainis. So it says in this Braisa three halachas. Maybe we'll put them down also. Three halachas that it says in this Braisa. Halacha number one, that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you say, Me'ein hama'ora, in the bracha of avodah, Shemana Esrei,
time of Tainus. I'm going to leave out my mothers because we're not so familiar with my mothers. And at Tainus, you say Me'en Hamayra also. You say Me'en Hamayra in Shemaya Tefillah. Then, this another halacha that it says in the Baisa, that Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you see, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you say a haskara, Yesh Bema Haskara, B'Birchas HaMazon. That's the pshitos to the shaila. Is there a rich chodesh? Do you say yalav yovim birchas hamazon? Well, that's an advice that you do. But on a tainis, ein haskara birchas hamazon. And then halacha number three, put it over here, because it has to do with this case, is that Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you left out Me'en HaMa'ayra and Shemir Esrei, Mafzir and Isai. But on a Tainis, if you left out Aneinu, then it's Ein Mafzir and Isai. Those are the three halachas, three chidushim that it says in the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't talk about what if you left out Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed and benching, do you have to go back? That's the Gemara and Brachos that we'll talk about later. So there's a couple of things in this Braisa that call for attention. A couple of diktukim. First of all, how come three questions. First of all, why in fact? Is that on Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you left out Yalav Yovah in Ritzei, you have to go back. But on a Tainis, if you left out Aneinu in Shemei Tefillah, you don't have to go back. What's the reason for the distinction? Rashi says because Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed are the Raisin and Tainis is only the Rabbanu. L'chore, it still needs an explanation. I would have understood if the halacha was, let's say, that on a Tainis you don't mention Aneinu in Shemei, you don't say Aneinu at all. So I'd say, Shona Esther, you're only masik for things that are the Raisin and not for things that are the Rabbanu. Okay, I could have understood such a thing. But the halach, in fact, is that you do say Aneinu. The Chazal were misakin that you do say Aneinu as part of Shemin Esrei. Just like they were misakin that you say Yalav Yovah is part of Shemin Esrei. So why should it be this pshara that Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed that Adaraisa, so you say Yalav Yovah in Ritzei, and you have to go back if you forget it. And the time is, you have to say Aneinu. Well, Tefillah is only there about it. And the time is, you have to say Aneinu in Shemei Tefillah. So it does warrant mention, it does warrant this mentioning of Me'en HaMoed. And yet, if you leave it out, you don't have to go back. That's question number one. That we're going to leave to later in the year. But what I'm talking about now is another two questions, which is, how come it has a different name? It's very glaring in the Braisa. Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you say Me'en HaMoed Ba'avaydo, or Me'en HaMoed in Shemei Tefillah. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it says, Yesh Mem HaSkara B'Birchas HaMazon, or Ein Behem HaSkara B'Birchas HaMazon. How come the change in nomenclature between Me'en HaMa'ira, when we're talking about Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, when we're talking about Shmona Esrei rather, when we're talking about Shmona Esrei, we call it Me'en HaMa'ira, and when we talk about Birchas HaMazon, it's called Haskara. It's the same Yalav Yovah. Yalav Yovah in Shmona Esrei, Yalav Yovah in benching. Like, how come it has a different name? This is called Me'en HaMa'ira, this is called Haskara. Secondly, how come when it's by talking about Shmona Esrei, the Braisa mentions which bracha of Shmona Esrei it is? You say Me'en HaMa'ira in Avodah, or Me'en HaMa'ira in a Tainis in Shemei Tefillah. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it doesn't say that you say the Yesh B'Maskara B'Birchas Rachem. It says Yesh B'Maskara B'Birchas HaMazon. Rice doesn't feel that it's necessary to tell me, but in which bracha Birchas HaMazon do you say Yalav Yovah? So why that Shimi as well? But I think the Pshat is possible, because if you look at Rashi explains why is Yalav Yovah taken Avodah? And why is Anenu in Shemei Atfilo? Says Rashi, Yalav Yov is an Avodah, because the bracha of Avodah is the bracha to restore the Karbonis. V'hoshiv es Avodah l'dvir beisecha. But Shchedesh and Cholamayit have Karbonis. They're a special Karbonis. So therefore, when we're asking for the restoration of the Karbonis in general, so we include mention of the special Karbonis. We mentioned that it's Shchedesh and Cholamayit. We don't talk about the Karbonis, but we mentioned that it's Shchedesh and Cholamayit. In order to be clear, that we're asking for the restoration of the Karbonis of Shchedesh and Cholamayit. Actually, I think it's possible. That's why the Brisa calls it. The Brisa doesn't say Rishchanish and Cholamayit. The Lashon of the Brisa is Yom Sheish Bim Korban Musaf. It's not just a way to remember Rishchanish and Cholamayit. That's the Sivas. That's the Sivas Hadava. The reason why say Me'ena Ma'ir Rishchanish and Cholamayit in Avoda is because it's Yom Sheish Bim Korban Musaf. So you're asking Hashiv is Avoda, and the Avoda includes the Karbonis of Rishchanish and Cholamayit. And then likewise, we understand even when Rashi don't think says it explicitly. That Anenu belongs in Shemei Atfilo, because we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to hear all of our Tfilos in general, and then to hear our Tfilo Be'ez Sora in particular. So when it comes to Rish Chodesh, and when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the imperative to mention that it's Rish Chodesh and Cholamayid in the Bracha Betzei, or to mention that it's a Tainus in the Bracha of Shemei Atfilo, it comes out of the Bakoshes Racham of Tfilo itself. Tefillah is a bakoshes rachamim, and it's a bakoshes rachamim for things in general. But when we ask for bakoshes rachamim for karbonis in general that should be restored, or that Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillahs in general, so we also add the bakoshes rachamim that's me'ein hama'oiro, that's appropriate to the theme of the day, the karbonis of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, the particular shemei tefillah of a tefillah based tzar. So that's why it has a special name of me'ein hama'oiro. That means me'ein hama'oiro means I'm being mevakash rachamim in general, but together with being mevakash rachamim in general, I'm also mevakash rachamim specifically for the specific rachamim that's connected to Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed that have the special karbonis that we're not able to bring, or the fact that it's a shas tzara, so we want our tefillahs to be miskalav b'shas tzara. That's called me'ein hama'oiro, and that's why when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the Braisa specifies which bracha, because the mechayev to mention Rish Chodesh and Ritzei, Rish Chodesh Chol HaMoed and the bracha of Avodah, the mechayev is the bracha of Avodah, not the fact that it's the bracha of Avodah is mechayev. That if I want to dive in the bracha of Avodah, I shouldn't leave out the thing that's staring me in the face, the Avodah of Rish Chodesh Chol HaMoed. So the mechayev comes from the imperative to mention Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in the bracha of Avodah comes from the bracha of Avodah. That's called Me'ena Ma'ira. And therefore the Brisa says, in the Bracha of Avodah. The Bracha of Avodah is what requires it. And the same thing in the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah. The Bracha of Shemei Tefillah, you're going to talk about Shemei Tefillah and not mention that it's an Esar right now. So it's missing in the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah. The Mechayev comes from the Bracha of Shemei Tefillah itself. And therefore the Brisa specifies it's Me'ena Ma'ira, but the Shemei Tefillah. Mashenkin and benching not Bakosh Racham. And benching is we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for giving us the food. So the benching itself doesn't require that we mention Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, or that we mention, the benching itself is not what requires that we should mention Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. It's rather, there's a din Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. We'll see in a minute where that din comes from, but there's a din Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed that at every occasion when we talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should mention that it's Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But it's a chiyuv haskara. That's what the Brisa calls it, haskara. It's a different name. Not Me'ena Ma'ir. Me'ena Ma'ir means, it's like Me'ena Ma'ir means that you specify the Me'ena Ma'ir. It's a lotion of being specific. I don't just daven in general, I daven specifically for the Me'ena Ma'ir. But it's a way of davening. I'm not davening for tefillah in general, but for tefillah Beis Sar. Not davening for avoid in general, but for the avoid of Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in particular. Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, I'm just benching. But in benching, I'm also maskir, it's chiv haskara that I have to mention, that it's Rish Chodesh. Same way I mentioned this Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, over there, the Brisa doesn't mention the specific bracha in which bracha of Birchas HaMazon. It's Alav Chol HaMaisa. We might want to know, but it's not definitive. The Brisa there, in when it comes to Shmona Esrei, the fact that Yalav Yovei is in Ritzei is definitive of why I'm saying Yalav Yovei. I'm saying Yalav Yovei because Ritzei requires Yalav. The bracha of Avoda requires Yalav Yovei. Requires a mention of Me'ena Ma'ir. The Baruch of Shemei Tefillah itself is Mechayev. That's the reason why the Baruch of Shemei Tefillah is Mechayev that I should mention that it's a Shas Tzara. In Baruch HaMazon, you have nothing analogous to that.
There's a din that you have to be maskir. There's a din of haskara. It comes from somewhere. I've yet to be identified. There's a din that on a special day, we mention it's a special day whenever we daven. So there's a din to be maskir, shchadish and chalamayit in birchas hamazon. But it's not connected to any bracha in particular. Okay, once we're doing it, halacha nice, we want to know which bracha to do it. That device is not telling me. But the mechayev is just maskir and yesh maskara birchas hamazon. But there's not a particular bracha of Shemoneh Esrei that's mechayev saying yalav.
It's not the
brook
itself,
why aren't
we closer
when it comes to it will come down there. If that's the case, so now I think we can answer the question that I raised before. How come the Gemara Shaila was only, do you say with Shchaydish and Benshin? You mentioned Rish Chaydish, Ma'ala Haskish, Rish Chaydish, Rechas HaMazim. How come the Gemara didn't have the same question about Shemoneh Esrei? Hanukkah, the Rashi and Tosfos were very busy. Why does the Gemara only ask about Chedin? You had this Al HaNisim invention. How come the Gemara doesn't ask this Al HaNisim in Shemoneh Esrei? So, and they said local Hanukkah they would say. So Rish Chaydish, it's a She'ela HaMisbakeshes. The Gemara asked about, should you mention Rishchaydish and Birchas HaMazon? The answer is yes, you do. The Rice is yes, you do. But how come the Gemara doesn't talk about Shemoneh Esrei? Why is it only a question about Birchas HaMazon? Why didn't we have the same question regarding Shemoneh Esrei? The answer is that was posted to the Gemara. Because it's totally different, it's a different kind of halacha. Mentioning Rishchaydish and Shemoneh Esrei, that's in the Me'ein HaMe'ira. That's a din, the bracha of Avodah requires mentioning Rishchaydish, requires mentioning the Kabbonis of Rishchaydish, or the Kabbonis of Chalamayim. That was a double posted to the Gemara. That when you're davening, when you're saying avoyde v'hoshiv as avoyde l'vir v'secha, so of course there's a din me'ena ma'ira that the bracha of avoyde is mechayiv. You have to mention that it's reshchaydish, that it's chalamay, or that it's that was never poshut. That was never on our radar screen. The shaila was, but what about invention? Invention itself doesn't need yala v'yovet. Elamai is not a chiyuv haskara. Is there a chiyuv haskara? Is there a chiyuv haskara by reshchaydish and chalamay? That's why it's only a shaila by birchas hamazon. Because the main takeaway so far is that there's two different halachas. There's halacha of me'en hama'ir in Shemoneh Esrei. That's halacha mitzad the imperative of davening of Shemoneh Esrei itself. The bracha of Ritzei is mechayiv mentioning the Karbonos Hayoyim. The bracha of Shemei Tefil is mechayiv mentioning the Tzoros Hayoyim. That was pushed to the Gemara. That was never even a bayin in the Gemara. And then when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it's a different din. A din of Haskara. There's a chi of Haskara. Again, we don't know where it comes from yet. But there's such a thing called a chi of Haskara. That Rish Chaydish and Chalamayit, maybe there's a Chiyav Askar that you have to be masking Rish Chaydish and Chalamayit. Ulai. So by in the Gemara. The answer is yes, there is. But there's a welcome for a body. Is there a Din Askar by Rish Chaydish and Birchas HaMazon? And the Maskana is that yes, the Brisa says that there is indeed a Chiyav Askar by Birchas HaMazon. Not by Tainis, but by Birchas HaMazon. What are the Tzadi Asafi?
Is
Ubnei
Yerushalayim
It's all Hidoya, really. It's all... Birchas HaMazon in general is not because of Zachar. Really, it's a bracha of Hidoya. But one of the things we should be minded is that we have Eretz Yisrael, and we have the base of Mikdash, and since we don't, so we say it's a lashon that we should have it. But Be'etzim, it's... The bracha, the chiyam of bracha is Be'achalte v'savate v'rachta shem alakecha la'oretz atay v'ashen osamach. So we're thanking the Rebbeinu that we have Eretz Yisrael and we have the bounty of Eretz Yisrael and the food of Eretz Yisrael and then Meila, we mentioned the Beis HaMikdash too, because that's also part of the picture. And then, but we don't have it. The stone when the Beis HaMikdash stood, they wanted a bench, and the benching is their ISO. Some of they thanked the Rebbeinu for the Beis HaMikdash too. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't thank him for it, so we ask for it. But it's not be'etzim of a tefillah in its etzim nature is b'kos hashachar. So what are the study of Sufik? The Gemara is not sure. Mahu lahaskir shul yishchaydish b'birchas HaMazon? The answer is yes. The Baisa says yes. But what are the study of Sufik in the Baya? The Gemara speaks out. On the one hand, it's the Raisa. I better bring a blackboard to shul, but it's Shabbos. It's going to be fun. On the one hand, it's the Raisa. But says the Gemara, but on the other hand, doesn't have any simuloch. Doesn't have any simuloch. So it seems that the Sufik is... What exactly do I need to trigger a chiyav haskar? Shabbos and Yom Tov, for sure you have a chiyav haskar. But Shchadish and Cholamoy is a shayla. But Tzadi HaSafagar, Shabbos and Yom Tov are their isom. So they have a chiyav haskar. Shchein Shechol Amoed only a Derabbanan. Maybe they don't have a Chiyuv Haskara. Or maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't matter. L'maisa, they still Deraisa. I'm sorry, what did I say? Shabbos and Yom Tov are Deraisa, and they have an Issur Melacha. So there is Pashi Yavachi of Askara. The Shchaydish, is Deraisa, but it doesn't have an Issur Melacha. So what do you need? That's the Sadeh HaSafak. The Sadeh HaSafak are, does the Chi of Askara require an Issur Melacha? Or does the Chi of Askara not need an Issur Melacha? As long as it's a Deraisa, there's a Chi of Askara. Why does the simulacha play a role over here? We'll have to see also. So, yesh lachkar. In a way, it's a chakira really, not so much about, sounds like, it's a chakira, at least on the face of it, not so much about Rosh Chodesh. It's really a chakira about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, for sure, there's a chiyuv haskara. So, and the chakira here really is, why are you maskir on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Are you maskir on Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's their deraisa? Or are you maskir on Shabbos and Yom Tov because they have an issur melacha? The nafkan min is l'gavir Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh has the one without the other. It has the deraisa but doesn't have the issur melacha. But l'chayra, the fact that we're not sure about Rosh Chodesh, the shayrish of the suffix in Svara, it's really a suffix about Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's definitely a chiyuv haskara, does it flow from the fact that they're deraisa? And Rosh Chodesh will be the same thing. Or does it flow from the fact that they have an Issur Melacha, and then Rosh Chodesh won't have a Chiyuv Haskara? The Maskana is that Rosh Chodesh Shechol Amayi do have a Chiyuv Haskara. So, Hoyo Mokum Loimar, that once I know that Rosh Chodesh Shechol Amayi do have a Chiyuv Haskara, so even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Chiyuv Haskara comes from the fact that they're Deraisa, and has nothing to do with the Issur Melacha. Ulay. And then maybe not. Maybe Shabbos and Yom Tov really the Chiyuv Haskara comes from the Yisur Deraisa. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Chiyuv Haskara mitzad, it comes from the fact that they have an Issur Melacha. Rosh Chodesh Taka doesn't have an Issur Melacha. Maybe it's a different Chiyuv, it's a lesser Chiyuv Haskara that doesn't come from the Issur Melacha, but it comes from the fact that it's a Deraisa, even though it doesn't have an Issur Melacha. That I think is Mavur in the Rambam. In the Rambam, I think it's Mavur. This is that. Even though the Maskana of Gemara is that Rosh Chodesh does have a Chiyuv Haskara, but Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Chiyuv Haskara is on a different level because they have an Issur Melacha. Because that was the Lashon of the Rambam members that we pointed out earlier. Again, the Lashon of the Rambam was the Shabbos is v'yomim tovim. Do you remember? You can read the Rambam. The Lashon of the Rambam was the Shabbos is v'yomim tovim. He's talking about benching. Maschel ben Achama, Messiah ben Achama, va'omek k'tushas hayoyim ba'emsa. And he gives all nusach, nachamenu, b'tziyin irecha, or rachem Hashem alkeinu yisrael amecha, and then you Messiah ben Yerushalayim, and va'omek ba'emsa, v'tzei, or yalav v'yovay. And then, at the end, the Rambam says like an afterthought. V'chein b'roshi chadoshim v'chol shal ma'id, ma'isu ba'emsa b'roch ha'shlishas yalav v'yovay. So we're in the dag, why is Rambam machalat as well? He has Shabbos and Yom Tov is one thing. And then in Rosh Chodesh at the beginning of the halacha, with the whole arichos, with the lashon and everything, and then v'chein like an afterthought, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed also. V'gam chavayin azochel l'toyv. Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, you also have yalav yom. And he's also mishanah the lashon Shabbos and Yom Tov. He talks about kedushas hayom. Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed. He says that your mask v'chein Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed meisif be'emse yalav yom. Here had a fancy name, kedushas hayom. And here he has, you say Yalav Yom. I think it's Mavu and Rambam, and now we see where the Rambam is coming from. It's Mavu and Rambam, there's Taka two different worlds. Shabbos and Yom Tov, where there's an Issur Melacha, so that's, there it's called Ketushas Hayom. That's really what the Issur Melacha denotes. What's the significance of the fact there's an Issur Melacha? Who cares about Melacha? I'm benching. I'm not riding, I'm not driving, I'm benching. What does the Issur Melacha have to do with benching? The fact that Shabbos and Yom Tov have an Issur Melacha in Halacha means that they have a Kedushas Hayom. The Yom itself is Kedush. What is it Kedush for? It's Kedush by Sias Melacha. But Shabbos and Cholamayim, they don't have an Issur Melacha. That means they don't have a Kedushas Hayom. There's no Kedushas Hayom. The Yom itself is not Kedush. There's Karbonos. But the Yom itself doesn't have Kedush. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, that have Kedushas Hayom, says the Rambam, so you make Kedushas Hayom, but Em said there, the Haskara is the Haskara, not just, is the Haskara of Kedushas Hayom. That's what the Rambam says. Well, Eimek Kedushas Hayom. Vayim Kedushas Hayom Be'emsa. I'm being masked the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That's a higher level. Shtarish Chalamayim, there's no Issa Melacha. I don't have a Kedushas Hayom. That's why the Gemara is not sure if there's a Chiyuv Haskar at all. Because maybe there's no Chiyuv Haskar without a Kedushas Hayom. Maybe the Chiyuv Haskar is only when there is a Kedushas Hayom. So the Gemara's maskana is, even Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayim, even though there's no Issa Melacha, so it's not really a Kedushas Hayom, but nonetheless, there is a Din of Haskar. But that then Askara is not the Askara of Kedushas Hayom. It's a different level. We'll see later as we go. We'll see later maybe in Afkaminis, but it's a different level of Askara. It's a different level of Chiyuv. And it has a different name in the Rama. This is Askara of Kedushas Hayom. And this is Oimer Be'em Segal of Yom. This is Askara of Alma. It's a Shchedish. But there's no Kedushas Hayom that I should be mentioning the Kedushas Hayom. So that Chiluk, L'Shoinus, and Rama, the Rama is getting it from the Gemara itself. The Gemara only had a Bayah of Reish Chodesh because anybody is similar. As I said before, you could have learned the Gemara that once we push the Bayah that Reish Chodesh you have, you do say there is a Chiyuv Haskara, maybe there's no difference between Reish Chodesh and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Maybe the Simulach doesn't play a role. But the Rama learns not the way. The Rama learns that the distinction that you see in the Bayah of the Gemara, why was it push of the Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have to say Yalav Yovay. And Reish Chodesh we're not sure about because there's no Simulach. The Rama learns that that distinction is preserved even in the Maskana. That even the Maskana, that there is a Chiyuv Haskara in Rosh Chodesh, but it's not the same as the Chiyuv Haskara they have by Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Chiyuv Haskara comes from the Yisrael Melacha Shebehem. So that's described as a Chiyuv Haskara, that's described as Oymei Kedushas Hayoyim. You're mentioning Kedushas Hayoyim. Rosh Chodesh and Cholamoy, it's nothing to do, it's not a Haskara of Kedushas Hayoyim, it's merely a Haskara, Geshe B'Maskara B'Brichas HaMazon. But it's not called Kedushas Hayoyim, and that the Rabbi preserves. Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you say Kedushas Hayoyim be'emsa, that's the first halacha, the main halacha. And then Shchedesh and Cholamoy, v'chein Shchedesh and Cholamoy. There's also a Chiyuv Haskara, but it's a lesser Chiyuv Haskara. It's not a Haskara of Kedushas Hayoyim. Well, what's the mocker for these two different kinds of Chiyuv Haskara? The Chiyuv Haskara of Kedushas Hayoyim on the one hand by Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Chiyuv Haskara, the lesser Chiyuv Haskara they have in Rosh Chodesh, not Haskara of Kedushas Hayoyim, but it's a, but Yesh Be'em Haskara nonetheless. Where are these Chiyuvim coming from? So, the Chiyuv Haskara of Kedushas Hayoyim comes from the Torah itself. The Torah says, "Eila Ma'ideh Hashem Asher Tikroisa Mikroi Kodesh." The Talmud called Mikroi Kodesh. What's a Mikra Kodesh? So in Sifra it says Mikra Kodesh, Kadshayu B'Ksus Nekiyo, B'Maychel U'B'Mishdu B'Ksus Nekiyo. But the Rashi has a Rashi in Chumash brings this Torah's Kainim. Rashi's Nusuk apparently is. Rashi writes, if you want to look it up, it's in Vayikra. It's in Parshas Emor. So Rashi Katsheu. Rashi leaves out Machal the Mishnah because that pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. But it's defining Mikra Kodesh in general. It says Rashi Katsheu, Biksus Nekiyo Ubetfilo. Rashi learns that Mikra Kodesh is not only to Mekadesh, to show that the day is special, Mikra Kodesh through Ksus Nekiyo, through Machal and Mishnah, but there's in of Katsheu Ubetfilo. That when we daven, Chari Tzim Gemara, now we davening with benching, when we talk to you, Ben Shalom, we have to, it's a din of Mikra Kodesh, we have to show today's a different day. I dress differently, I eat differently, I daven differently, I show that the day is different. Mikra Kodesh means I have to show the day is special. How do I show the day is special? I eat differently, I dress differently, and when I daven, I also mention that today, that it's a special day. That's the imperative of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh, Katsheu B'Ksus Nekim, Katsheu B'Tfilu. That's only Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh means days that have Kedushas Hayoyim. Kedushas Hayoyim is Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Chodesh doesn't have Kedushas Hayoyim. It's not a Mikra, not a Mikra Kodesh. Not a Mikra Kodesh. Chol HaMoed also doesn't have a Kedushas Hayoyim. The Rambam Shita, the Gemara talks about Rosh Chodesh, but the Rambam puts Chol HaMoed together with Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam Shita is that Issa Melacha and Chol HaMoed is only the Rabban, Machlekes Yishayim. The Rambam holds Chol HaMoed also doesn't have a Kedushas Hayoyim. So it's not a Mikra Kodesh. So Kasheu b'tefillah, that's Mikroi Kodesh. Mikroi Kodesh is Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what about Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? It's not Mikroi Kodesh. So where is their Chiyuv Haskara coming from? So maybe, this is suggesting, a little bit speculative, maybe their Chiyuv Haskara, the Gemara's not sure if there is a Chiyuv Haskara, but if there's a Chiyuv Haskara, maybe comes, there's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mevav, says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, a pasuk in Tilim. Softa Gemara b'chi b'yom b'varchem, b'ayla ein b'varchem. El bo loyim b'chol yom v'yom, tein loyim v'ayim b'chosuf. When we mishabeich the Rebbeinu Shalom, every day we mishabeich the Rebbeinu Shalom, me'ein the theme of the day. And Rashi over there says, Shabbos me'ein shal Shabbos, shal yomtif me'ein shal yomtif, shal chol me'ein shal chol. Rashi over there is magia, what do you mean shal chol me'ein shal chol? Chol, it doesn't have anything special. He's magia, not chol, but chodesh. Shal resh chodesh me'ein shal resh chodesh. That's a different halacha. It's not the din of mikra chodesh. Mikra chodesh is only mikra chodesh, only Shabbos, days that have a kedushas hayom. But even a day that doesn't have a kedushas hayom, even resh chodesh, there's a din of baruch Hashem yom yom to be mishabech the Rebbeinu Shalom me'ein the yom. So we could say again, I'm speculating. What I see in the Rambam clear is that there's even though there's a chin haskara and resh chodesh and a chalamayit, Rambam puts chalamayit together with resh chodesh. The Rambam Shitosu the Chalamayit doesn't have any esim melacha, so it doesn't have any kedushas hayom. So I see in the Rambam, it's based on the Rambam's understanding of the Gemara, that there's the chiyuv haskara resh chodesh and chalamayit is less than the chiyuv haskara that I have on a day that has kedushas hayom. And it's expressed in the division in the Rambam and in the language of the Rambam. This is called Kedushas Hayom, and this is called Omer Yalla V'Yova. Even though it's the same words, Yalla V'Yova, I say the same Yalla V'Yova either way. But it's different. This is called Kedushas Hayom, and this is called the Haskara B'Yalma. That's why this is Poshet to the Gemara that you have to do. And Shabbat Yom Tov was Poshet, Rish Chodesh is a Baya. Because, hey, it's a Melocha, maybe there's no Chiyuv Haskara, and even though there is, but it's less. So apparently there's two different Chiyuvim of Haskara. So where are these attaching themselves to? So this, I don't know, the Rambam doesn't say Beferish, but I think it's misbakish. First, that the chiyuv to mention Kedushas Hayom comes from the pasuk of Mikra Kodesh. Rashi already says Kasheu B'Tfilu. And we'll have to say it's not only Tfilu, Brichas HaMozon as well. And that's only in Mikra Kodesh. They said, Eben Yisim Malacha, Kedushas Hayom, that you don't have in Rish Kodesh. Eben Yisim Malacha. Nonetheless, the Gemara says, Rish Kodesh HaChalamayit, there's also chiyuv Askar. Maybe it's in the Chodesh Rabban, or I'm suggesting the Gemara in Sukkah that this is Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Says Rashi, Shal Chodesh, Me'en Shal Chodesh. You have to mention every day if there's a specialness, that's not a Tusa Yom. But if it's a special occasion, then we have to mention, when we're Meshabech Libanish, then we have to mention that today is a special occasion. It happens to be Rish Chodesh, it's Chol HaMoed. So that also has a Chiyuv Haskara, but it's not called Tusa Yom, because there is no Tusa Yom on Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. It's just a Chiyuv Haskara, B'Yalam of Ayim Yala V'Yom. Let's go back to the Braisa. So in the Braisa we saw three halachas. First of all, in davening, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you say Me'en Amar and Avoida. Tainus, you say Me'en Avoida. You say Yalav Yova in Ritzei, and then at Tainus you say Aneinu in Shemei Tefillah. Secondly, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you have Haskar Brichas Amoz, and at Tainus you don't. There's no Baruch Hashem Yom Yom apparently on at Tainus. And thirdly, Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you forgot Yalav Yova in Ritzei, you have to go back and daven Shmoneh Esrei again. And at Tainus, if you forgot Aneinu, you don't have to go back. So before we talked about the Diyug, why over here is it called Me'en Ama'ira, and here it's called Haskara. And in Shmoneh Esrei it's called Me'en Ama'ira, in Brichas HaMozon it's called Haskara. And also, why in Shmoneh Esrei doesn't specify the Bracha, and by Brichas HaMozon doesn't specify the Bracha. So now we said a Mahalach. That Shmoneh Esrei, the Chiyuv comes from the Bakoshes Rachamim. We're asking for the Avodah. So the Avodah has to mention the Avodah of the Karbonis HaMusuf, Yom HaShesh Ben Musuf. We're asking Shemei Tefillah, you have to mention today's a special Shas Tzara. That's Me'en HaMa'ir v'Shemei Tefillah, Me'en HaMa'ir v'Avodah. Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, it's not a Bakoshes Rachamim. Bichas HaMozon is not a... Bichas HaMozon, on the other hand, is not a Bakoshes Rachamim. There it's a Chiyuv HaSkor, that is a Din, Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos and Yom Tov. And a lesser chiyuv haskara, we'll call it Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Maybe it has some other, maybe Stamad the Rabbanon. But we'll call it Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. There's a chiyuv haskara b'Brichas HaMozon. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, to mention in benching even, that today happens to be Rish Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, and that you don't have in a times. So it comes out like this, that really there's three halachas. There's three halachas now in Yalav Yoga, we would say. There's one halach in Shemoneh Esrei. That Shemoneh Esrei itself, the Bakoshes Racham of Shemoneh Esrei requires that you mention the Avodah in Ritzei, in the Brichas Avodah, you mention the Avodah of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you know, the Karbonis of Yom Tov. That in the Brach of Aneinu, you mention that it's a Shasar Shemeh Tefillah. That's one halach. Then, that's only in Shemoneh Esrei, that you don't have in benching. Then benching, there's a different idea, Chiyuv Haskara. chiyuv haskara lefi the Rambam itself is also mischalak into two. There's the chiyuv haskara of Shabbos and Yom Tov that has to do with Isur Melacha. That the Rambam calls Kedushas Hayom. That you have to mention the Kedushas Hayom that comes from the Isur Melacha. You have to be masked that. And then Rosh Chodesh Chamoed, Taka don't have an Isur Melacha, Eimei Isur Melacha, but the Gemara is Peshut that there is a chiyuv haskara nonetheless. It's a lesser kind of chiyuv haskara, as we saw in the Rambam that that's a lesser level of chiyuv haskara. So really, it's Shnayim Shem Sholosh. There's the chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ur that you have in Shemuel Esrei, the Bakas Racham and Dikadin. And then you have in Benching the Haskar Dikadin. And the Haskar Dikadin itself subdivides into the Haskar that you have on Shabbos and Yom Tov of Kedushas Hayom, of Mikra Kodesh, Kachay B'Tfiloh. And the lesser chiyuv Haskara of Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, which is just the chiyuv haskara b'ama oimer yala v'yavi b'bracha shlishis. So we'll call it the chiyuv of Baruch Hashem Yom. Now I want to go back and address the question that we left unanswered. Why is it that Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, if you get yala v'yavi in Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back and daven Shemoneh Esrei again, but if you forget Anenu in Anatinus, you do not have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again? What's the difference? I'm honest, if Chazal already decided that they want to put a Nenu into Shemoneh Esrei, then it should be Likuva. So maybe we'll preface a different question. We'll answer this question with another question. In Jewish fashion. Siman Bach is that from Testament Beis. More like this. Amr Nachman, Amr Shmuel. Tov leit velei hisker shel reish chaydish betfila machzir naisei. Bebrichas hamozen ein machzir naisei. If you forget yala v'yavai reish chaydish in shmada esrei, then machzir naisei. Like we saw in the verse. But if you forget yala v'yavai in benching, ein machzir naisei. This was not mentioned in the verse. No, ein machzir naisei. This is Shmuel's help. This is Shmuel's chiddush. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? How come you forget Yala V'Yavai in Shemoneh Esrei for Shchedesh? You have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. But if you forget Yala V'Yavai in benching on Rosh Chodesh, then you do not have to bench again. So that's Shmuel's memo. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? Amalei Rav Avin, Rav Amram, Maish not Tfilu, Maish not Bichas Hamozim. Amalei Tfilu de Chaybihi, Machzir Noisei. Bichas Hamozim, Diboy Ochli, Boy Lo Ochli, Ein Machzir Noisei. The difference is, Shemoneh Esrei, you had to daven Shemoneh Esrei. So if you left out the Yalav Yovah, you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Benching? You didn't have to bench at all, because who told you to eat bread? You weren't required to eat bread, so you didn't have to necessarily bench. So therefore, if you left out Yalav Yovah, you don't have to bench again. We'll come back and try to talk about what that's all about. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Yom Tov, you should have to bench again. Gemara says in Nechanami, Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you get Yalav Yovah, you would say, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have to go back. The Shabbos and Yom Tov, you do have to wash, you do have to eat bread. So that's the Gemara. So Chayr is a very glaring question. What was the Gemara's question in the first place? We just saw Barichus from the Gemara in Shabbos. That the din of Me'ein HaMa'ir in Shemoneh Esrei is fundamentally different than the din of Haskar and Bichas HaMozen. This is the din of Me'ein HaMa'ir, and it's required, it's a chiyuv HaKoshes Rachamim, to be machzir the karbonos, but Shchayish and Chol HaMoed is just a chiyuv Haskar Ba'alma. That's why we saw in the Gemara in Brachos, I'm sorry, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara only had a shiloh, do you mention Rosh Chodesh in benching? The Gemara never asked, do you mention Rosh Chodesh, do you have Yalav Yom in Shemoneh Esrei? One of the first things we asked. How come the Gemara was only asked if there's Rosh Chodesh in benching? Why did the Gemara ask if there's Rosh Chodesh, if you mention Rosh Chodesh in Shemoneh Esrei? Like Chanukah, Rashi and Tosfos were so busy about that. Why did the Gemara only ask about Chanukah in benching? Why didn't they ask about Chanukah in Bichas in Shemoneh Esrei? They said Chanukah to get Teutzim, Pisum and Nisa, Bahal Boyidoya. Rosh Chodesh, you have the same question. How come the Gemara only asked if you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in benching? Why didn't the Gemara ask if you have to mention Rosh Chodesh in Shemoneh Esrei? So we said, because it's totally unrelated halachas. The din of a shchayda of yalav yavin shmona esri is the din of me'ena ma'ira, that when you say hashiv is ha'avayda l'gvir be'secho hachzor is ha'kabonis, you have to mention that it's a shchayda and it has special kabonis. It's part of the chiyuv b'kos tracham of tefillah. That was poshut to the Gemara that you have to do. The tefillah itself is a mechayiv. You have to mention the kabonis hayin. The din of askar b'chis hamazon, that's a din. The mentioning of shchayda b'chis hamazon, that's just a chiyuv askara. That's not a chiyuv b'kos tracham. That thing, I wasn't sure, is there a chiyuv askara when there's no issur malacha? Yeah, and then we're pashut that there is. But at the end of the day, it's two different worlds. So now, Shmuel comes along and says, if you forget Yalav Yovoy in Shmona Esrei, you have to daven Shmona Esrei again. If you forget Yalav Yovoy in benching, you don't have to bench again. And in fact, the Gemara, Esrei Vam Mes, what's the difference? What was the question in the first place? Maybe the pshat is, the din of Me'en Ha'ma'ira, which was a double posh to us, that of course you have to say Yalav Yovoy in Shmona Esrei, because you have to say Avashiv Es Avoy L'Vir Beisecho. That's a double posh that it's machzirin. That's a very strong halacha. For that you have to daven Shmona Esrei again. The din of Haskara B'Brichas Hamazon, that's not such a strong halacha. B'Horaya, the Gemara in Shabbos wasn't even sure if it exists. That was the Bailim Gemara in Shabbos. We weren't even sure if there is such a din. All right, we were posh that there is. But even after we're posh that there is, maybe it's not so strong. Maybe if you forget it, you don't have to daven, you don't have to bench again. So what's the Gemara's kashi maishnah? What's the Gemara asking maishnah? And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a technical answer. That when it comes to benching, you didn't have to bench at all. So in the same machzir and I said, but the Shmona Esrei, you have to daven Shmona Esrei. The kashi by itself doesn't start. So you have two kashis. I want them to see that one kashi answers the other. The question number one was, if there's a din of Ein HaMa'ir, or Shchadish and Cholomayr, and there's a din of Ein HaMa'ir and a Tainis, Yalav Yovoy and Avoyda and Yalav Yovoy and Anenu and Shemayat Filo, how come the din of Ein Amayra by Avoyda, if you forget Ein Amayra and Avoyda, you have to establish Shemayat Esri. If you forget Yalav Yovoy and Ritzay, you have to establish Shemayat Esri again. But if you forgot Anenu and Shemayat Filo, you don't have to establish Shemayat Esri again. That's question number one. Question number two, the Gemara in Brochus asks, how come if you forget Yalav Yovoy and Ritzay, you have to establish Shemayat Esri again, but if you forget Yalav Yovoy and benching, you don't have to bench again? And we said, we didn't understand. What do you mean? They're totally different. The din of saying Yalav Yovoy in Shmona Esrei, that's the din of Me'en Ha'ma'ira. Of course that requires that you have to daven Shmona Esrei again. But the din of saying Yalav Yovoy in benching, that's just the din of Haskara. It's a bay, even if it exists. That's just an Haskara ba'alma. So maybe that doesn't warrant benching again. So what's the Gemara's kasha altogether? Those are the two kashas. The answer is, one question answers the other. Yes, it's true that there's a din of Me'en Ha'ma'ira. There is a din of Me'en Ha'ma'ira be'avoida. That when you mention Hashiv as avoida libir be'secha, you have to also mention that it's Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh has its own karbonis. Chol Hamoed has its own karbonis. There's a din of Bakoshes Rachamim Me'en Ha'ma'ira that requires that you should say Yalav Yovoy in Ritzay. But that din would not require you to daven again if you forgot it. The Haraya, and the Tainis, you have the same halacha. That you have to say Me'en Ha'ma'ir b'Shemayat Tefila, and yet if you forget Aneinu b'Shemayat Tefila, you don't daven again. So it's a muchach that even though it's takadova poshut, that Tefila and Bakashas Rachamim requires that I not only had daven of a general Shemayat Tefila, but I also mention the Shasar that's in front of me, and then I not only say a general Hashiv is Avodah L'Vir Beisecha, but I also mention the Rosh Chodesh with its, and the Cholamayit with their own Musafim that's in front of me, and that's a dova poshut. The Gemara never even had a shaila about that. Of course you have to do that. But if you didn't do it, it's ein machzir noisa. You see from the din of atayimus that if you left that out, so ein machzir noisa. Just like you're supposed to specify your bracha, but you eat an apple, you're supposed to make a bar priates. You can't make a generic shakal niyavid. You're not supposed to make a generic shakal niyavid bar. You're supposed to specify that this is a bar priates. But if you said shakal niyavid bar, you ate it. So here also the din bakoshes rachamim. I'm supposed to say not only shemayat tefila. I should mention that I have a particular tzara. It's a tiny sibur. I should be specified. I should be specific. But if I didn't, ein machzir noisa. So then, by the same token, when it comes to when you talk about hoshiv es avoda, bring back the kabbonis in general. You should specify it's chodesh chalamoyed, the special kabbonis that we're going to bring today. You should specify. But if you didn't specify, that would not be a reason to go back. So why, nonetheless, does it say in the Brice that you do go back? It can't be coming from the Chiyuv of Me'en Ha'ma'ir. So why do you go back? Al Kochov, the reason why you go back is because there's a Chiyuv Haskara in Shmona Esrei too. Shmona Esrei also has a chiyuv me'ena ma'ira, but it's not worse than benching. If by benching there's a din of askar b'brichas hamalson because of Baruch Hashem yom yom, so Shmona Esrei is not less than benching. So Shmona Esrei, besides the din of me'ena ma'ira, it also has the din of askar. So that is machzir na'isai has to be al korach is misav the din of askar. The fact that I go back, if I forgot Yalav Yomi in Shmoneh Esrei, it's not because of the Bakosh's Rachamim Me'ena Ma'ir Dikadin. That I know from Tainus. If I leave at Anenu, you're supposed to say Anenu. You're supposed to be Mefar. You're supposed to say Bari Pre'etz. But if you say Shachan Liv Advar Yotso, if you leave at Anenu, but you say Shemei Atfilo Yotse. So if I left out Rosh Chodesh Nechol Amayit in Ritzei, as far as the Bakosh's Racham is concerned, okay, it was a Shemei Atfilo, it was a Shachan Liv Advar kind of Hashem Vesavoy Dol Vir Beisecha. Bring back the Karbonus. I didn't specify Rosh Chodesh Nechol Amayit. That's not a reason to go back. But the Brisa says that I do go back. Al Korach, the reason why I go back is because besides the Shmona Esrei, the Bakosh's Racham Dikadin, that you should be Mefaret, you know, but the Bari Pre'etz, you should be specific about it, which Avodah you're talking about. But there's also a Halacha of Askara. Just like in benching is in the Askara, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Bikr Kaidish Bashavas and Yom Tov, and Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, by Rish Kaidish and Cholam Bayit, Shmona Esrei is not less than benching. And therefore, the Chiv Askara, and that's what, and that mandates that you go back. Just like by benching, well, the problem is, but by benching you don't go back. That's the Gemara's question, is how come by benching you don't go back? The Gemara's answer is, because by benching is a technical issue. You didn't have to eat at all, so if you didn't have to eat at all, you didn't have to bench at all, so then we can't make you go back. It says the Gemara by Nechanami, Shabbos and Yom Tov, when there's no Yibay Yochel, when you really do have to eat bread, and you do have to bench, so if you forgot, say your Yalav Yovah and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't have to bench again. Because the Chiyuv Askar is Likuba. So that's why by Shmoneh Esrei also, there's no Yibay Yochel, Yibay Loyochel in Shmoneh Esrei. So in Shmoneh Esrei, the Chiyuv Askar is Likuba. And if you forgot Yalav Yom in Shmoneh Esrei, even on a Shlevish Chol HaMayid, you have to go back. Mitzad in the Askar, not Mitzad in the Me'en HaMayid. Let's make a sikkum we have so far. This is really the end of all the introductory material. And then I'll tell you Rav Chaim's teretz for the Ram that we started with. And maybe if we have time, I'll tell you my teretz too. We'll see. They ran out of time today. But let's make a sikkum because we saw a lot of things. It comes out like this. If you want to sum up everything we saw, a lot of this is emerging from the Ram. Other Rishonim may have different shittas, but what's emerging from what we worked out in the Ram is that, like we said before, there's three halachos. There's basically three halachas. When we're talking about Ritzei, Yalav Yom, we're talking about three different halachas. There's one halacha of Me'en HaMa'ir. Me'en HaMa'ir B'Tfilah. Or really, more specifically, Me'en HaMa'ir B'Avoydo, or Me'en HaMa'ir B'Shemei HaTfilah. That's a Bakoshes Racham Dikadim. That the Bakoshes Rachamim of Hoshev as HaVoydo L'Vir B'Secha, you should be Mefaret, that it's Rish Chodesh Nechol HaMoyed, that has a special Avoydo. When you say Shemei HaTfilah, you should be Mefaret, that we're not only asking for Shemei HaTfilah in general, but our Tzor that we have today in particular. And that's the halacha of Me'en HaMa'ir B'Avodah and Me'en HaMa'ir B'Shemei HaTfilah. That halacha is shaykh in the Tainus also. That's not only Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, and Tainus, you also have that halacha, very much so. There's a special Me'en HaMa'ir, there's a special, I want to be Mefaret, that it's a Tzorah. So Shemei HaTfilah, and Shemei HaTfilah, the Jews should get out of Ukraine. Shemei HaTfilah, that there shouldn't be terrorism in Eretz Yisrael. Shemei HaTfilah, whatever Tzorahs there are, you want to be Mefaret, the Tzorah. That's shaykh by a tainus too. By benching, that's not shaykh at all. That has nothing to do with benching. By benching is not makosas racham. That's why by benching is never called me'en ha'ma'ir, nor does the Braisa specify what particular bracha you have to say yalav yovin, because benching is not included in this din of me'en ha'ma'ir, the makosas racham dikadim. But, on the other hand, the din of makosas racham is not likuba. Just like bari pre'etz is not likuba, you can say a shakon li'ev advar. So yes, you're supposed to be mefarat me'en anenu in Shemei HaTfilah. But if you left it out, you said Shemei HaTfilah, you don't have to go back. But by the same token, if you forgot Yalav Yovah in Hoshev as Havoidah, mitzad this din of me'en ha'ma'ir, you would not have to go back. That's halacha number one. Then there's halacha number two, which is the din of Haskar. The din of Haskar. Haskar itself has two. There's a din of askar. Shabbos and Yom Tov for sure, because they have kedushas. They have mikra kodesh. They have kedushas. They have isur melacha. We can connect that to the din of Rashi and mikra kodesh. Kashay v'tfilu. So there's a din of askar by Shabbos and Yom Tov for the pashut. The Gemara is not sure if there's din of askar by Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara is pashut that even though there's no isur melacha in Rosh Chodesh, but also for that matter, but nonetheless, there's still a chiyuv askar there also. But we saw in the Rambam that it's still two different levels. There's the chiyuv askar of kedushas hayoyim and Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rambam calls like kedushas hayoyim, kedushas hayoyim by emsa. And then you have the chiyuv askar they have in Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. It's not a kedushas hayoyim. Maybe it doesn't come from Mikra Kodesh, but there's a lesser chiyuv askar with Rambam calls oyim yalav yovei bebrachas shlishis. But there's a chiyuv askar. The chiyuv askar, and both on the Shabbos and Yom Tov level and on the Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed level, is by benching also. It's not only by Shemoneh Esrei, it's by benching too. And it's Likuba. If you forgot Yalav Yovel, if you forgot Ritzei, if you forgot Ritzei in benching and Shabbos, you have to daven, you have to bench again. If you got Yalav Yovel and Yom Tov in benching, you have to bench again. By rights, it should be Ma'akev even in Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, there's a special consideration. You didn't have to eat bread altogether. So we can't make you bench again. But really, the Etzem, the Din of Askara, is Likuba. And that's why Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you forgot Yalav Yovel in Shemoneh Esrei, then you have to go back and daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Not mitzad the din of Me'ein HaMa'ira, the saying of being mefaret a particular avodah, because that's like Shachal Nibidvar, that's not Likubov. But mitzad the din of Askara. That's why the Gemara in Brachas asks, how come over here the din of Askara is Likubov? How come when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, the din of Askara is Likubov? And when it comes to benching, the din of Askara is the Din of Askar is not Likuba. It gives a technical answer, but fundamentally, and the Gemara points out that if that's the Shabbos and Yom Tov, Takam Akiv even by benching. Because the going back, the Machzir and Oisi is always Mitzad the Chiyuv Askar, never Mitzad the Chiyuv of Me'ein HaMa'ir. So now let's go back to the Rambam, which says that when it comes to Alam Michyo, which we haven't talked about at all, it comes to Alam Michyo. So the Rambam says that even though you have there's a din of askar in Alam Michyo too, Yushalmi, Tosfos brought Shem the Sefer HaMaimon, that there's a din of askar even in Alam Michyo, but the Rambam says only Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to mention Kedushas HaYoyim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He doesn't say, and there he uses the tap of the lashon of Kedushas HaYoyim. When you say Alam Michyo, Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to mention Kedushas HaYoyim. But apparently Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed in that. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they say Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed also, same as benching. When you bench in Rosh Chodesh, that's the Maskar of the Gemara. When you bench in Rosh Chodesh, you say Alav Yovel. So when you say Alamich in Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh too. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam and what's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? So here, Rav Chaim said an amazing terence. Rav Chaim said, he was makdim, another question. This is Rav Chaim in Stencil, not Rav Chaim in the Sefer on the Rambam, but the Rav Chaim Alashas in Brachas. Another question. What's the Nusach of Haskara in Alam Michyo? Where in Alam Michyo do you do the Haskara? So Alam Michyo v'alakolo v'alpubas esota v'alayres chem d'otay v'chola sh'artisa v'nchato l'aviseinu Lechon the period of his buying me to Barachem Hashem Alokeno, I saw the Mecha, Valley Shahim Recha, Vyatin Mishanka Becha, Vyamis Becha, Valley Halecha, with Sayla Halitin of Yema Shabbos, Zeki Atashem Tayu made the Mecha. This comes from the Torah. This is, we know from the benches, but it says, this is the Nusuf that it says in Torah. In other words, you mention Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter, or Shadish Halamite according to the Torah, and the Ram not, but whatever, when you mention this Haskarah in Alam Michyo, you mention it after being in Yerushalayim. And before Hatayi Ba'amekhi. Right, Al-Michya is, Bracha Achaz Me'ein Sholish, it's a condensed version of benching. So each part of Al-Michya corresponds to something in benching. Al-Michya Ve'al-Akakol Ve'al-Tubas HaSodeh, that's Birchas Hazon. Ve'al-Eretz Chem D'Toy Ve'chova Shetzis Ve'nechalte L'Avayzenu Le'echol Mipiryo Ve'lizbayim Mituvo, that's the Bracha of Noidulacha, Al-Eretz Ve'al-Mosim. And then we say, Rachem Hashem Elkeinu Alishol Amecha V'alishlaim Recha V'yatziyin Mishkan Kadecha V'yalmiz Bechecha V'alich Alecha V'nei Yishlaim Rekadish B'mero B'mero B'yameinu V'aleinu L'soicha V'samchenu B'vinyonu V'neichol Mipirio and so on. That's the bracha of Binyan Yushalayim of Rachem. And then, Ki'at Hashem Toivu Meitiv Akol, that's the bracha of Atoiv HaMeitiv. And where do you say Ritzei or Samchenu or Zechenu? Where do you say the Haskaras? After you finish the bracha, the part of Al Hamichi that corresponds to Binyan Yerushalayim, before you start, I tell you about Meitav. Asked Reb Chaim, other Chaim before Reb Chaim also asked, that's not the way we do it in benching. In benching, we say Ritzei and Yalav Yovei as part of the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, as part of the bracha Shlishis, the Emtzah bracha Shlishis. So you should say the Haskara in Al Hamichi in the middle. We have a big arichus. There's lots of place to put it. We should say that's where it belongs, in the middle of bracha ben Yerushalayim. How can we wait till after the bracha ben Yerushalayim, so to speak, in Al Hamichi? By mentioning that's not how it is. So he said like this. There's a Gemara in Brachas. Well, let's make it organized. So we have two questions. Question number one, the question that we're busy with, why is the Rambam hold that when it comes to Al Hamichi, there's Haskar for Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? And the Torah holds that even in Al Hamichi you have Haskara for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. That's question number one. Question number two is why, when it comes to Al Hamichi, is the place of the Haskara after the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim and before the bracha of Atayi Vameitav, the miniature, in this mini Birchas Hamozim, this Al Hamichi, we have the Haskara after we finish with Binyan Yerushalayim? Why is it different than Shmoneh Esrei Yitzchak? So there's two questions. So to answer these two questions, Reb Chaim said two hakdamas, two facts that we need to have in front of us. Fact number one is the Gemara says in Brachas, there in Daf Memtest, in the Hemshech HaSugya, sorry, I gave it to you in the Marmal Kaimus, but I don't have time to see. But the Gemara Daf Brachas Memtest Membeis, the Gemara says that, what do you do if you forgot what it's saying in benching? And you already finished with Nei Yishlayim Rekodesh, Baini Barachim of Yishlayim, and now you realize, what's that? I forgot what it's saying, I forgot Yalav Yalav. Or I forgot the Shchedesh, Chol HaMoed. Yalav Yalav. So the Gemara says, you made this a special bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Nosen Shabbos Lanucho, La'am Yisrael, La'am Yisrael, Bris, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. Same thing on Yom Tov, and Shchedesh and Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is not sure, Shchedesh and Chol HaMoed, if you're chaysim or not. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're chaysim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. The Gemara is not sure, Shchedesh and Chol HaMoed, are you also chaysim, or there is without a chasim? The Gemara is not poshut the shayla. The halacha, the Rambam Paskin, since the Gemara is not poshut, did that you're not chaysim. You're not chaysim. In the Machlekes Yishayinim, those brachas, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Nosen, the Lashon of the Gemara is Baruch Asher Nosen, the Lashon of the Gemara is Baruch Asher Nosen, Shabbosus, Lomnuch, Olam, Yisrael, Lai, Sinukus. So, what does the Gemara mean? Does the Gemara mean, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Ha'ilam, Asher Nosen, Shabbosus, Lam, Yisrael, just left out the Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech, Ha'ilam? Doesn't want to write Shem, Hashem, in the Gemara, but really, that's what it means. So, the shorthand, it's really supposed to be three dots. But three dots weren't yet invented. So, but it's really Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's what Taisa said. And the Torah. And the Rambam says, the Lashon Rambam is Baruch Hashem Nosen Shabbos Lam Yisrael. Apparently the Rambam holds it's Hakanat Peseach with Shem Umachus. The reason presumably being that it's a Baruch Hashem Lechavim. So it doesn't have to be Peseach with Shem Umachus. It starts with Baruch because that's just the Nusach of the Tefillah. But it's not really a Psicha in the regular, it's not a Psicha with Baruch. It's not a psicha with Baruch Atah Hashem. Comes out a big chiluk. The Fidah Rama comes out that in Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, when you're not chaysim, there's no chasima. So then there's no, really it's not a bracha at all. You say, you know, whatever the nusach is, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you're not chaysim. And you're not seeing that, and you're not pesach with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So it's altogether not a bracha. Mele Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Mele Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't start off Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, because it's a bracha smucha lechavato. But you end off Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shabbos. So that's a bracha. It's just a bracha smucha lechavato. It doesn't have to be pesach b'shem u'malchus. But it's chaisim, baruch at Hashem. It's like all the brachas of benching. They don't start off with baruch at Hashem, l'kein melech ha'olam, but they're smuch l'chavet, the noidel l'cha. It doesn't start off with baruch at Hashem, l'kein melech ha'olam, but it's a bracha, because it's chaisim, baruch at Hashem, ala arz v'ala mozer. So the same thing with this bracha for Shabbos and Yom. But where Shchadish and Cholamayid, the Gemara is not sure if it's a chasima, therefore the halacha of the Rambam passes, there's no chasima. And the beginning is also just baruch ashenos and rosh chadoshim. So then it's not a bracha altogether. So what is it? If it's not a bracha, then what is it? The answer is, it must be, that it's just a hemshech, it's a haskara that you're attaching to the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. And even though Binyan Yerushalayim, you already finished, but since you haven't yet started the next bracha, so you can still say the haskara and attach it to the bracha that you just finished. But teres haskara. And then Mr. Tzmadui, you see this in Rishonim, the Rav Yoh, the Rosh in the beginning of Tainus brings the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh said, what if a person forgot to say Masher Baruch HaMorei Degeshem? And he got up to Baruch Ata Hashem, Mechaya HaMesim. But he didn't get started at the Kodesh. Says the Rav Yoh, he says Masher Baruch HaMorei Degeshem over there. And he's medamit to this Gemara about the Rosh Chodesh Nechol HaMoed, that if you forgot to say the Galav Yomer, Rosh Chodesh Nechol HaMoed, so afterwards you say Ashenosan Baruch Hashem, and you're not chosim. If there was a psichot Baruch Ata Hashem, the Rav Yoh wouldn't make any sense. There it's a bracha. He's saying a whole. What does that do? Yeah, you could say a new bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, who gave us Rosh Chodeshim. But what does that have to do with saying Masher Baruch HaMoed Degeshem in a vacuum? It's not part of a bracha. Like, who says you could just stick it on to the end of a bracha? The storm of the answer is that Rav Yoh held like the Rambam, that you're not Pesach B'Baruch B'Yerush Chodesh Nechol HaMoed either. It's not Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. And there's no chasima. So it's not a bracha b'chal. So what is it? I just stuck it on. It's a haskara that I stick on to the bracha B'Yerush Yerushalayim after I finish B'Yerush Yerushalayim. So he says, so that by the same token, after you say Baruch Hashem Mechaya Mesim, you could still stick on Masher Baruch HaMoed Hageshem, and it's considered to be Askara that's attached to the bracha. That's the Tidur Ram. The Torah, as I said before, the Torah says, no, the Psif is Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'il. So it comes out like this, that we have Machlekes, the Torah in the Rambam, if you forget Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then you say a bracha after. Then you say a bracha after. Baruch Mishlaim. Baruch. It's machaikas if it's a bracha smucha or not a bracha smucha. Does it start off Baruch Hashem Elokein Melech Olam, or it doesn't have to? But kach it's a bracha because it's chaysim Baruch Hashem Akadosh Shabbos. It's a bracha with the chasimu. Masheein kein on Rish Chodesh and Chol Hamoed lefi the tour. It's still a bracha. It's a bracha ktsara. Baruch Hashem Elokein Melech Olam. And then it doesn't have a chasima, so it's a bracha tzara rather than a bracha rucha. It has a psicha, doesn't have a chasima. But the Tefillah Rama, it's b'chal not a bracha. It doesn't have a psicha, and nor does it have a chasima. Stam askar b'yama, like Masher Baruch HaMoed Hageshem, and it sticks on as an afterthought to the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. So that's Yediyah number one. Thumb number one. By the way, if you want to understand why Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a bracha, and Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is just a haskara ba'alma, I think that really we can understand with all of the raid that we've been talking about. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the chiyuv is a chiyuv. The chiyuv haskara, Shabbos and Yom Tov, comes from the Yisra'at Melacha Shabbai. It comes from the Tushas Hayyim Shabbai. It comes from Mikra Kodesh. So there is a bracha in the world of Kiddush Hayyim. The Chazal instituted a bracha of Kiddush Hayyim. Shabbos by davening, Shabbos ala kais. There is a bracha in the world of Mekadosh Shabbos, a bracha of Kedushas Hayyim. So when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you forgot to say the Haskara of Mikra Kodesh in the middle of the bracha of Rachem, so you say it afterwards, but there is a bracha of Kiddush Hayyim, because there is a matbeya of a bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos in the world. That's the bracha, and it's the bracha of Kedushas Hayyim. When Shchodesh Chol HaMoed, there's no Kedushas Hayyim, it's Eim Yisim Malacha. There is no Kedushas Hayyim. We saw the Ram distinguished in his language. The Yal of Yov of Shabbos and Yom Tov, we would say Yal Yovei Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Ram calls Kedushas Hayyim. The Yal of Yovei of Shchodesh Chol HaMoed. The Ram calls Omer Yal of Yovei. Omer Yal of Yovei by Emes Brachos Shlishis. It's not a bracha of Kedushas Hayyim because it doesn't have an Issa Melacha. That's what the Gemara wasn't even sure if there is such a Chiyuv Haskara. But even though there is, but it's not a Chiyuv Haskara of Kedushas Hayyim. So there's no matbeya bracha for that. We don't have a bracha of Mekadosh Rosh Chodeshim. I mean, we have a bracha of Mekadosh Rosh Chodeshim. Yes, we do have a bracha by Musaf. Yeah, but that's not a bracha on the Kedushas Hayyim. There's no bracha on the Kedushas Hayyim of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Kedushas Hayyim. So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, it's just a din haskara. It's a din haskara But it's not a din of mikra kodesh. It's not a bracha. It's not a din to be masked the kedushas hayom. So when it's a din to be masked the kedushas hayom, so then there is a bracha of kedushas hayom. We know we have ready at hand a bracha of mekadesh, a bracha on kedushas hayom. So that's the bracha that we say. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, there is no bracha on the kedushas hayom of Rosh Chodesh. So nimela, so you say askar, but only b'taris askar, not b'taris bracha. So akapanim, that's hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, sort of chayim. This is Gemara in brachas. The Gemara in brachas daf chavdes. The Gemara talks about havineinu. The Gemara says that if a person's in a hurry and is not able to daven a proper shminestri with a proper kavana, he could say a short nusach havineinu. So it says the Gimel Rishonis and the Gimel Achrayinus, and then be'emsa all the brachas in the middle, he condenses into one single bracha, havineinu Hashem Elokeinu ladas esther achecha and so on, and it's like an alamichya for shminestri. It's a condensed version. So the Gemara says that mitzvah Shabbos you can't do it because you need to say Havdalah, and there's nowhere to put Havdalah. So the Gemara asks, what's the problem? Right? The Gemara says, Shmuel says, Kol Hashana Kulam Mispal Lodim Havinenu, Chutz Mishay Shemit Shishabas Matsu Yom Tovim, Mishay Tzorach Loimer Havdalah B'chayin Hadas. Frek the Gemara, Maske Filo Mazutra, V'nichlo Michlal Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, Amatum Mekhoidish Lechol. So stick it in. Right? What's the problem? Just stick it in. So the Gemara says, Kasha. We're obliged by a Kasha. So it says over there in Tamir Rabbeinu Yehuda that even the Gemara remains by Akasha, but Halacha is taka like Shmuel, you don't do it. Why taka not? Chayim Gemara is a good point. Says Rabbeinu Yehuda that in a bracha like Havineinu, you can only condense brachas. Brachas can get shrunken down to phrases in Havineinu. But Havdalah is not a bracha. Since it's not a bracha, so we can't put it into Havineinu, because then it's going to look like there's a bracha of Havdalah in Shmuel Esrei, and there's no bracha of Havdalah in Shmuel Esrei. So Mela, there's no makom to, it doesn't shrink. The brachas get shrunk down to phrases. But things that are in the ilachatil only phrases, they have nothing to get shrunken down to. Says of Chaim, it's a famous of Chaim. Says of Chaim, so how do we have, now what we want to say Alamichya. So in Alamichya we say Ritzei. Or we say, Yerushalmi says that in Alamichya you mentioned it, there's a din of, that Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have a din, there's a din of, Shabbos and Yom Tov says to Yerushalmi, this is a din, even in Al HaMichil, you have to mention Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a din of Askara. But how are you going to have a din of Askara? Ritzei is not a bracha. Ritzei is not a bracha. So how are you going to shrink Ritzei into a phrase in Al HaMichil? The same way you can't shrink Havdalah into a phrase in Avinenu, so how could you shrink Yalav Yovoy into a phrase in, how could you shrink Yalav Yovoy into a phrase in Al HaMichil? The Ritzei that we say in Al HaMichya is not based on the Ritzei that we say in Shemoneh Esrei, which is just a phrase. It can't be shrunken. It's rather connected the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos that you say after Bnei Yerushalayim if you forgot to say Ritzei. Because if you forget to say Ritzei, then what do you do after Bnei Yerushalayim? Then you say a bracha, Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's already a bracha. That could be shrunken down into Al HaMichya. That's why in Al HaMichya you say it after Binyan Yerushalayim. Before Kiyat Hashem Tov Meitiv Lakom. Because it's not corresponding to the Ritzei that's in the middle of the Bracha of Rachem in Benching. It corresponds to the Bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos that you say after the Bracha of Rachem, after Binyan Yerushalayim Merak Hadish, when you forgot to say Ritzei. That's what gets shrunken down into Al HaMichya. Meila said Rav Chaim, that's why the Ramah holds that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you can't do it. Because Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you forgot to say Yalav Yovoy, so the Rambam sheet is that it's that even though you say it after, the verse is afterwards that you do say it, but without a chasima and without Shema Malchus at the beginning. So it's mamash not a brocha, it's just a haskar, like Masha Ruch HaMoed Yesh, and he's sticking on to the end. So that also that also can't be shrunken down into an Al HaMichya. So therefore the Rambam held that it's only Shabbos and Yom Tov that you could have a haskar in Al HaMichya, but Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed you can't do it. The Tur L'Shitosoi, who holds that when you forget to say Yalav, that if you forgot Yalav Yom Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, so there's no chesima, but you pesach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So the Torah holds that even if you forgot, even Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, if you forgot to say Yalav Yom, but you say afterwards is a bracha, so that could be shrunken down into Al HaMichya. So therefore, the Torah L'shit Tosoi said that you can have a haskara for Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed even by Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. That's if Chaim says. Yeah, my times we're not going to have time. Okay, Chaim says. So Rav Chaim says we can say it by itself, but really this whole Akdama was more from my text, which we're not getting to. But okay, but it was good for Atzmei, and also it gives us more Havana why Taka Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you forgot to say Shabbos and Yom Tov, Ritzei Yalav Yom Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say a bracha afterwards. But if you forgot Rosh Chodesh and Chol Hamoed, Lefi Derambam, you just say a Haskarah. What's the difference? So now we have more Havana now. Because it comes from the basic distinction that the Din HaSkara of Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Ram calls it Kedushas Hayom. So we saw that's why it's not even the Gemara only the Shabbos, but I think the Ram saw it in the Gemara's Bayer. The Gemara wasn't sure, but Shabbos doesn't have an Issa Malacha, it doesn't have a Kedushas Hayom, maybe it doesn't warrant the HaSkara. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the HaSkara is inside the Kedushas Hayom. So even though the Gemara's pressure that you do say Alav Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, even though it doesn't have any simulacha, but it's a lesser askar. It's not an askar mitzvah the tushas hayoyim. It's just an askar mitzvah, maybe baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. It's a different kind of askar. So the meila, that, I said before, what's the nafmina lalacha? Here you see nafmina lalacha. Shabbos and Yom Tov, when the askar is mitzvah tushas hayoyim, so if you forgot to say the askar, so you say it as a separate bracha mekadosh Shabbos, or mekadosh shol v'hazmanim, because it's a bracha and tushas hayoyim. Bracha and tushas hayoyim, we know how to say a bracha and tushas hayoyim, mekadosh Shabbos, mekadosh shol v'hazmanim. But Shchodesh the Cholamayit, they don't have an Issa Malacha, so their Haskar and benching has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom. Shchodesh doesn't really have a Kedushas Hayom. In the Musaf, we say Makadosh Shol Rosh Chodesh inside the Karbonah Shabbat. Maybe in the Beis Hamikdash there's a Kedushas Hayom, but in Be'etzim there's no Kedushas Hayom in Shchodesh. So Shchodesh is a Din Haskar Ba'alma. So Din Haskar Ba'alma, there's no Brocha and Haskar Ba'alma. Haskar Ba'alma is Haskar Ba'alma. So you could attach the Haskar at B'taris Haskar, but not B'taris Brocha. And Meila Lefi the Rambam, it comes out of Lefi Rav Chaim is Meila that makes an afkamina Lagav Yalam Michiel Shabbos and Yom Tov words and we do it in the Lashon of Rambam that we the Rambam at the very beginning when he brought the halacha of saying with saying Yalam Michiel. So the Rambam said B'Shabbos is the Yom Tovim Oimer B'Brocha Zu B'Chlola Me'en Kedushas Hayoyim K'derech Shemaske B'Brichas Hamosel. The Rambam stresses that you can say you can be Maske Shabbos and Yom Tov in Yalam Michiel is B'Torah Kedushas Hayoyim. Because Kedushas Hayoyim taka warrants a bracha that could be said in Alam Michiel. But a Torah's Haskara Ba'alma, like Avner Shchedesh and Cholamayit, Haskara Ba'alma doesn't belong in, but you can't reduce that down into Alam Michiel. Yeah.
Is this why we don't say Chanukah in Alam
Michiel
also?
Right, because not a bracha, right? This would explain, yeah. I don't think Chaim said this part, but in the Chanami, the others say it, that maybe that's why we don't have the Gemara. The Emes, the Gemara is Shaila if you should say Chanukah in benching. Oh, but Alam Michiel, right? Alam Michiel, you don't have Chanukah. There could be a different reason why we don't say Alam Michiel there could be another simple reason why we don't say Alam Nisim and Alam Michiel. Because even in benching, the Gemara wasn't sure if you should say Chanukah and Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara's Maskana was that you're not Mechuyev to say Alam Nisim, even in benching, just in Bola Haskir, then you do it in the second Bracha, and Aminig is to do it. But Alam Nisim, even in benching, is only Taras Minim. So then it's certainly not going to go into Alam Michiel. So we could say it with Chaim too, but maybe that's overkill over there. Okay. Okay. Why don't we go back to this?